Is this the same person?
Did you hear that? Yeah. Our phone system does that once in a while. I apologize, but our business hours are 7 to 4, so I think just because we're after business hours, the phone system just kicked me off. But yeah, don't worry.
Well, I didn't mean to keep you after hours.
We have time to finish this. Don't worry about that at all. If you heard that you've been kicked from this conference, it was just our phone system. We're on what's called a
I was like, "Damn, dude, what did I say? Sorry, California."
The other day I was talking to someone too and I mentioned something about the CEO of our company, and the minute I said that it did the same thing, and they said, "Oh, you're in trouble." I wasn't saying anything.
They're like, "Oh, you better not talk shit about the CEO."
No, I was actually saying good things about him, but the minute I brought him up, it was like, "You're kicked from this conference." But no, I don't. I mean,
oh, that's funny.
It's not like Big Brother where they're monitoring or anything. I think it's just because it's after hours. The system did that.
Oh.
So let's finish this up, and then we'll create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, Mike. And they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So how does your name actually appear on that card, or is it the business name?
Well, I have one more question.
Yes, go ahead.
What happens as far, okay, so you say you're going to build me a website, you guys can add photos and all that stuff. How do I make sure that that happens? How do I provide you with photos? How do I provide you with content?
So my technician tomorrow, they'll go over all of that, but it's really simple. You can go to photos@localsplash.com and email it that way. Or once you get your login for your dashboard, you can upload them directly to the dashboard. And that's the way I recommend doing it, because any revisions that you make on the dashboard, they're automatically sent to our technicians and uploaded on your site within one business day. So that's the fastest way to do it. But let's say you're out in the field and you have a new picture and you just want to send us a quick email from your phone without logging into anything, just use photos@localsplash.com, and then we'll be able to upload them for you using the email, okay?
Okay. So there is a website that I can send pictures to directly. I can log in and upload photos on my iPad.
Absolutely. You can upload it and you can change the description and your keywords and hours of operation. Anything that's displayed about your business, you can make edits there. And also on that dashboard is your tracking system. So you're going to be able to see the new clients you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see what zip codes they're coming from. So everything will be transparent. And then you'll know when people are calling you as a result of this program that you're getting a solid return on investment, you know, because everything is tracked on the dashboard.
Okay. So it's similar to Angie's Leads, is essentially, sort of.
Well, no, Angie Leads is the other side of the coin, because with them, you're paying per lead, whether it converts into a job or not. With this, it's unlimited. It doesn't matter if you get 5 jobs in a month or 50 jobs in a month. You're still paying that same flat rate of $299 monthly.
Right.
So what you're paying up for is the programming to keep you up on the first page, right? So we're not charging you per phone call or per lead or anything like that.
Okay, so, but as far as accessibility goes, it's similar. I can just log in and there's somewhere for me to put photos up and.
Yes, accessibility is similar. You're going to have your own dashboard where you can do all the edits from that platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for me to have to fight leads or anything like that, because the price is the same.
Exactly. That's what people like about this, is it helps them to kind of cherry pick, you know, the type of jobs they want, because they're not having to fight for them because people are calling you directly, you know?
Because I didn't pay for it already.
And I'm really big on conversion. You know, I know what we specialize in is the exposure, you know, putting you in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But then secondly,
right.
I want to make sure that they're comfortable with you. And that's why I'm really big on the content. So everything that you're saying as far as uploading pictures and sending new photos, all of that is huge, because I always tell people, if you want us to just put a site together and use stock photos, of course we'll do it, because our objective is to get them up and running. But the more proactive you are with your account, the better results you'll see, you know? So I always welcome that. Yeah, which is why I love talking to you, because I can tell you're going to be very proactive with this and you're going to
get... Well, that's what people want to see. They want to see, you know, active movement in the company. They want to see reviews. They want to see... You know, the fact that you're doing what people want, you know?
Exactly. So I have a question. When you said you verified the Google business page and then it got suspended, did you get the little PIN code in the mail already at the 1115 Roosevelt Avenue, or did you use a different address?
No, that was the address, and it was a nightmare.
I put in
all the PIN codes. I followed every single, like, everything that they asked me to do, I did it, and it just would not come back up.
We're going to get it. We're going to get it verified for you. It's a simple fix for us. You'll just add us as a manager to that Google listing, and then we're going to get with our verification department, and we'll get that fixed for you. And then I never did ask you, Mike, I'm so sorry, but what is your last name?
C-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
L-L-I-N-G, as in Gordon.
Okay. And on the card, does it say Mike or Michael?
Michael.
Okay, I figured. Any middle name or initial?
No, not on this card.
Okay, so Michael, and then C-R-E-L-L-I-N-G, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Roosevelt Avenue, that's also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
That is the correct address.
Okay, excellent. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, and will this be taken out every month?
Yes. So since today's the 26th, it'll be an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. You can cancel at any time if you're not happy. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days of the 26th to prevent the next month's charge, okay?
Okay.
But you're never
going to
cancel, because you'll love it.
Well,
nobody cancels.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I will. And the thing is that if, because of the fact that I can pause Angie Leads, if I'm getting enough leads from you guys, I can just stop, you know?
Yeah.
And just pay for you guys, because it'll end up being cheaper.
A lot cheaper. And you'll save a ton of money. Believe me, I know, because we deal with so many other clients. So this will save
you
so much money down the road in the lead fees for sure.
Okay. So, but until then, if, you know, saying that happens, it'll come from this card.
Yes. Correct. We'll just keep the same card on file. Unless, of course, you wanted to use a different card, you can do that from your dashboard, too. You can update the billing, or you can call me if you wanted to switch it.
So
but
there
doesn't
is,
have to stay.
There is a dashboard that I can access from my iPad.
Exactly. You can see the billing, you can see the results, and you can make edits from the dashboard.
And I'll receive all that from the person that calls me trying to set it up, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So,
and what if they don't call me? What if you're just some random person talking to me for 2 hours?
Oh, I sent you the link to our website, right? And the link with the sample site. On our website, there's a Premier Google Partnership badge. So if I was some type of person talking to you for an hour and then taking a credit card and then nobody calls you tomorrow,
that's the case.
It's not the case, but I want you to be comfortable too. So I want to let you know, Google would not give a company like that a premier partnership. And if you want to verify that that's a real partnership as opposed to somebody that just copies and pastes the badge and put it on a website, because anybody can do that, right? You can click on the Google badge and it will take you to google.com/partners, and it will verify that Local/ is a valid premier partner.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to take really good care of you, Michael. You're going to love it. So,
I hope so. And this comes with the free website.
Yes, I got that approved already from my supervisor, so I was very happy
about
that.
Okay, so what is the total cost?
$398 today, and then each month moving forward, $299. And that's it. There's no other fees, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4400.
Okay.
6665.
Okay, got it.
4945.
Okay.
1124.
Okay, expiration?
0627.
0627, and then the code on the back?
787.
787. Okay, and I'm so sorry. I had your name all pretty and perfect, and I hit a button and erased it. Was it C-R-E-L-L-I-N-G?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Okay. I put it back in there how I remembered it, but I'm like, oh, I don't want to be wrong. So, okay, good.
You're very good.
Okay, good. I got that. So what I'm going to do right now, Michael, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that is going to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow to go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you placed. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order. Forgive me if some of it's repetitive of what I just asked you, but it's going to have you repeat a couple things. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Things Wood, LLC.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Michael Krelling, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
All that means is that if you do anything else for your business online down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete marketing campaign, but if you
right.
do, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing, okay?
Oh, yeah. Until I find out whether or not this or Angie's Leads is working better, I will not be taking out any more advertising, period.
Okay, and we know about Angie Leads, and that doesn't conflict with this, which is good, so you're good to go there. As long as you stick with those two, you'll be fine. And then, but
okay.
if you do, you know, it's your business. Let's say something comes across you and it sounds great and you want to do it, just run it by us so we make sure it, yeah, good for you. You'd be surprised how I talk to businesses that think, if I work with three companies, I'll get triple the results, but it ends up conflicting and they
no,
get worse results.
No.
So it's better
I'm not,
to just do this
I,
one.
I'm,
Yep.
I'm very, very, very skeptical. Skeptical, yeah. I'm very skeptical on what I decide to do with this business. It's really difficult. I mean, this is, cause you get, you know, like I said, you get hundreds of calls a year from these people that are like, oh, well, you know, we're the best thing out there, you know, and it's just,
if anybody else calls you regarding Google, even if it's $5 they want you to spend, you tell them, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to her. More than likely, it's some type of a spam call. They're not going to call me, but it's a good way for you to kind of defer those types of calls away from you. You know what I mean? So you don't have to waste your time
right.
talking to them, you know?
Okay.
So
you're Tina?
Yeah, I'm Tina, and I'm going to send you my direct line right now so that you have it. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in, if you plug that 777 in, it will ring directly to my desk. That's the same phone number for customer support. So let's say you called in just to have an update or something like that. You can call the same number and hit option 1 and anybody can help you. And then I have 2 more little paragraphs to complete on the voice verification and then we'll be good to go there. So the next paragraph says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment, and when the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement.
Say that again.
So when your term is complete. What part do you want me to say again? You want me to say the whole thing again, or?
Well, it sounded like it was going to charge the total amount that I'm paying today forever until.
No, $398 today, and then when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. So again, so that we're clear for the voice recording, that $99 setup fee just goes on the first payment, which is for today. So you're never going to pay that again, okay?
So it's only $300 a month.
Right, exactly. $299, so a dollar shy of $300. And then you may discontinue your agreement at any time, Mike, by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, tomorrow when my technician calls you, that's going to be about a 20, maybe 30-minute phone call where they go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Okay, hold on a second. Tuesday. What day is tomorrow? It's 27th of September. Tomorrow, Tuesday. Sorry, I'm going through my bids for tomorrow. I'll be in Lacey at 8. Anytime between 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Okay.
So preferably in the morning.
So I have a 9 o'clock or an 11 o'clock open.
Let's see here. 11.
11, okay. So what I'm doing right now, Mike, is I'm blocking out an entire hour from 11 to 12 o'clock tomorrow, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that it never goes up in the future. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Click on that text, and it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. And that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so just scroll all the way to the bottom. There will be a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized. And then you'll plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Once you do it properly, it will take you to a page that says Username and Password. Don't worry about that right now. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting that pricing locked in.
Okay, so I put it in and it switched to another page that says username and password login.
That's it. Okay, good. That shows that you did it correctly because you wouldn't have gotten that prompt for a username and password if it didn't go through. So you're all good to go. And again, don't worry about that username and password now. That will be given to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I really
all
hope
right.
I received this call and I didn't spend that
you
much
You will.
Money
matter of
nothing.
Fact, just to make you extra comfortable, I'm going to send you the username and password now. I can give it to you now. Usually it's not given to you till after, but I'll give it to you now. I'm sending you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. And that way you have that for your protection. So you already have your login for your dashboard. And then I'll send you another email that says, please add us to your Google listing. So the technician's going to walk you through that tomorrow, so you don't really have to even do anything with that second email right now. But just in case you have a couple of extra minutes tonight and you want to go in there and get a jump start on tomorrow's profile, you can get that done ahead of time as well, okay?
Okay, yeah, I have local splash support, login credentials to your advanced, and then...
That's it, and then there's even a little YouTube tutorial on there of how to use the dashboard and whatnot, so you can get a little jump start and kind of see the behind the scenes of the dashboard now, even though you don't have your client interview until tomorrow.
Okay, and then on top of that, it says local splash support important, please add us to your Google...
Yeah, that's the one that I told you is going to give you the instructions of how to add us to, remember your Google business that you started that's in suspension? Add us to it so that we can get with Google and we can get it out of suspension for you, okay? But my technician's going to walk you through that all tomorrow. I just sent you the instructions ahead of time. So if you wanted to, you can get a jump start on it, okay?
I don't. I don't want to screw them.
Yeah, and your lingua burrito is probably going to be there any minute now, so you want to probably get back to that. You know?
Damn right. Damn right.
I never told you this, but my husband's Samoan, so I know better than to get between a man and his food.
Absolutely. So you know what a lingua burrito is.
Oh, yes. You know, we're, you know, in the heart of where all the good Taco Tuesday
Hispanic food.
Yeah. I don't really eat the lingua, but my daughter swears by it. She says
man.
It's so good. Yeah, but I don't really
eat it. It is the most tender beef you will ever have.
That's what she said. She said it's so good. And every time we go to this one little taco spot, she always gets it. So, yeah, I think, yeah. I don't know. I'll try it eventually. I'm not that squeamish, but she's more daring than I am. She'll go to the Korean barbecues and she'll put those little octopus on the grill and like fry them up and put the whole thing in her mouth. And I'm like, I can't just get over in my head what it is. That's why.
I hear you. My wife is next to me. She's nodding her head. She's like, yeah, nope, not happening.
No, plus that those octopuses are chewy. I don't know. It just, yeah, it just makes
sense. Not if you cook them right. They're good.
Are they
supposed to be? Oh, yeah. They're super good.
That's so funny. So,
all right. Well, just do me a favor and go buy yourself a gun.
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm sure next time we talk, I'll have a nice story for you of how it went because I'm definitely going to do that. Yeah. It's high priority for me right now.
I sure hope so.
Because, you know, our election's coming up for a new governor in a couple of months, and I don't want to, you know, wait for something bad to happen where he closes the door on everyone, you know, because he will.
He will eventually.
That's the
first step. I really hope you follow through on it.
I'm going to. You've motivated me, Mike. I promise. I'll have a story for you next time we talk, okay?
Okay, just write something down. Write something down for me.
Yes, let me do it.
Smith and Wesson.
Mm-hmm. Smith.
Hammer Lynch. Yeah.
Hammer Link?
Hammer Less.
Okay. Hammer Less. Okay.
380 Revolver.
Okay. Is that a good one for a beginner? Revolver?
That is, it will work every goddamn time.
Okay. That's what I mean.
Every single time. Yeah.
Okay.
And the cool thing about it is that it's really tough to set it off.
Okay.
The trigger is really stiff so that it's not caught. Like the one I carry every day, it's cocked all the time. All you got to do is barely touch the trigger and it'll go off.
Wow.
And I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that because I know it won't unless I tell it to.
Yeah.
But yours, if you look at that one, all you got to do is you got to pull the trigger and all you got to do is pull it again, pull it again, pull it again. And you can do that 6 times and it'll go off every goddamn time.
Wow. Okay. So that's good to know because I think my brother has one called like a Glock or something like that, and he keeps it in his
No, you don't.
House.
You don't need a Glock. That's a. Don't get a Glock.
Okay.
They're ugly and they're for military people. They're just a square block of ugly metal.
My brother, he's kind of a beginner too, so I don't know where he got that idea from, but that's what he has, you know? So.
Well, I mean, they're great. They work every time too. I mean, Glocks are, they're
no, I'd
great
rather
guns.
Have
they're
the
just
one you
ugly.
Have with the stiff trigger, that would, cause when you told me that you carry yours and you can barely touch it, like that would scare me. I would like, I was getting like these feelings when you were telling me like I would be so scared to even like pick it up, you know, like what if I accidentally like touched it the wrong way, you know? So I think I need the one that you told me. So I wrote it down. I have it here. Smith, Wesson,
that's what I've been trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been trying to talk. Hammerless. Smith & Wesson Hammerless 380 revolver. Look it up online.
Okay. Yep.
Look it up online. It's a little teeny tiny little thing that you can put in your purse.
I love it. Okay. That's good, because when I think of revolver, I think of one of those big old ones like in the Western movie.
No.
You know?
that's what it is, but it's not. It's. Look, you hear my wife? Here, listen.
This is nice gun.
Oh, thank you. You two are motivating me. Thank you so much. I feel like you have such love for my family to like advise me to do that because, you know, if not, who knows what could happen to us, you know? So I appreciate
that. And that's the cool thing about that is that you can shoot. Well, anyway, I almost want to give you my number so you can call me later when you decide personally, so you can decide,
here,
ask
I'll
questions.
I'll put your number in a side note here. And then if I have questions after my son-in-law takes me to that range, I'll call you because I'm sure I will have questions, you know?
Please do.
I
would love to answer your questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, I enjoyed talking to you and your wife. You're such a neat couple, and congratulations again on your wedding and your beautiful honeymoon in Hawaii. And then enjoy your burrito, and then my technician will be calling you tomorrow around 11 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.